The grand lady and great dame Kitty Carlisle Hart passed away peacefully after a short illness this past week, after 96 years of fabulous living. Our paths crossed three times. Mrs. Hart was the tender age of 91 when I observed her execute a perfect swan dive into a glacial pond in Massachusetts. We had mutual friends. Our then-teenaged son was swimming nearby. The slender woman in a blue one-piece bathing suit and white bathing cap called out to him, "Young man, how old do you think I am?" Not missing a beat, he called out, "I don't know, 25? Her head flew back. A hearty laugh escaped from her impossibly scarlet lips. She then directed her melodious voice straight towards him. "No, my dear, I'm 91. Mrs. Hart relished that story at cocktail hour. A few years later, we were invited to interview her in her New York City apartment. The producer, engineer, and I made ourselves comfortable on an elegantly upholstered sofa, surrounded by silver-framed photographs of swelligant people. Mrs. Hart kept us waiting just long enough to make an entrance. She swanned through a swinging door, dressed to the nines in a navy blue dress with double-breasted gold buttons. Her jet-black hair had not a wave out of place, and she smiled with those same scarlet lips. We talked by the piano about Georges Kaufman and Gershwin, Noel Coward, Cole Porter, the loveliness of Paris, and Irving Berlin. She remembered the year 1935 when Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer offered her the now-famous diva part in the Marx Brothers picture A Night at the Opera. But Kitty Carlisle was on contract to Paramount Pictures.
They were trying to get rid of me, so they farmed me out to Metro to be in this movie, which in those days was considered to be knockabout comics. They weren't, quote, the Marx Brothers of today. And so they thought, this will kill her off. And so and the Marx Brothers all became close friends, and they were so nice to me. Everybody says to me, tell us about the Marx Brothers and the tricks they played on you. Well, they didn't play any tricks on me at all.
Kitty Carlisle met her husband, Moss Hart, on the set of that picture. When our conversation ended, I asked to take her picture for our website. She wondered whether or not she should change. Never, I thought. Before escorting us out, Mrs. Hart showed us where she spent some of the day before a night on the town. We walked through the parlor door next to her grand piano, down a typically short Manhattan apartment hallway, lined with paintings, and into her den, a homey small room with a comfortable couch, family photos on top of the TV, and magazines on a coffee table next to a well-used exercise bike. I saw Mrs. Hart last year at the Algonquin Hotel. She played host to a party celebrating the legendary Round Table, where during long and liquid lunches, important poets, playwrights, critics, and wags dished the dirt on high society. That night in 2006, she was seated at the Round Table itself, holding court. After paying my respects and briefly discussing our common friends, I wondered what it meant to her to be at the Algonquin that night. She said she didn't have a better-paying engagement. Smiled that scarlet smile, and let out that unmistakable laugh. Mrs. Kitty Carlisle Hart was a great dame. An obituary column by Stephen Holden in the New York Times this past week contained some advice she was given about longevity. After 50, she said, every 15 minutes is breakfast.
Well, so long, Stephanie.
You're not coming with me?
No, I've a date.
Again? With that same girl?
She means everything to me. Can't you understand?
John, there's an old Russian saying that I think all men should know.
Really? What is it?
When your heart's on fire, smoke gets in your eyes.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from David Rector, Jesse Baker, Lauren Kranz, and Elaine Heinzman. Our editors this week were Jonathan Blakely and Ted Clark. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Rob Byers, with audio engineers Marty Curcius. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Skajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.